The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Food, food, food. Everybody likes food. I like food. Oh, there's some foods I just love to eat. Well, last weekend, we went to go visit my dad up in Wisconsin. It was an eight-hour drive. And because it was so long and we wanted to get there, we would just drive through, grab food, and eat it on the way. You know, your basic hamburger, chicken sandwich, and just those things. We had two meals of that, okay. And then when we got to Dad's place, because he was in assisted living, there was no food in the house. So, again, we had to go to get to grab fast food. And then we went to Dad, and that day we had a birthday party for him, and we had pizza, and we had ice cream, and we had cake, and all these things sound really good, right? Well, then we came home, another eight-hour drive, and more fast food, and then we got home to our house, and because we were gone for 3 days, we really had nothing in our house, and so it was another... Have you ever gotten tired of food? You know, I kind of felt that way when this was all over. That is like another this or another burger, another fast food. Oh, just want a nice salad or something fresh, a fresh fruit, because we didn't have hardly any of that. And, oh, you know, when you really stop and think about it, people do need food. And a lot of people starve to death in this world. And many people have very little food and do eat the same thing and are kind of tired of it all the time. Well, maybe you listening to this are one of those people living on a very limited income because of blindness or age. And so the food choices you have are very limited. And it can't be pleasurable like it would like to be. We are in the season of Lent right now. That's the time where we look at Jesus going to Jerusalem and dying on the cross, a 40-day period. And many people have fasted. They're refraining of food during this time. In early days, Lent lasted eight whole weeks. And people fasted Monday through Friday for 40 fast days. In other places, they fasted for 6 weeks, 6 days a week, making 36 days, which is one-tenth of spiritual tithing during the year. Today, we have Lent that lasts 6.5 weeks. And it's exactly 40 what they call fast days between Lent and Easter, with not including the Sundays. And it's during this time, those 6 days, that we think about the suffering and the hardship that Jesus went through. And that, by the way, is why we don't include Sundays, because Sunday is a little celebration, the day of resurrection. But on the other days during Lent, we consider the hardships that Jesus went through. And so that might be part of the reason that Lent led to fasting. I can think of actually four reasons that we might consider fasting. Not that I'm pushing it, but listen to my four reasons and then think about that for a moment. First, food's important for life. We all need to eat. If you don't eat, you can take time for God and remembering him. It's kind of like putting him before the food. Jesus said in the desert, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." That's Matthew chapter 4. When he was tested by hunger, and he refused to let that hunger lead him to do something sinful. Second, if you stop eating when hungry, well, it's hard. It's hard when you're hungry and you just got to eat and you can't think straight and whatever. It takes discipline. And the point there is, who's in control? You or your body? Because you see, our body isn't just us. Really, who we are is first the soul. C.S. Lewis said it very well. It's not that we are a body, but that we are a soul and we have a body. The first and primary thing for God's point of view is our spiritual being, our soul. And we are in charge of our body. Jesus resisted temptation and denied himself these earthly pleasures, whether it be food or any other, so that he would be in control and without sin. Third reason, when you deny yourself, refrain from something like food, it reminds us of Jesus and what he had to do for us. He had to deny all so many things so that he could remain sinless and die in our place. And as we remember what he did, we can thank him. Thank him for what he did for us. And then fourth, when we don't eat, we take time for God in prayer through his word. And this will strengthen us spiritually. Oddly enough, it might make us a little weak physically for the moment, but it'll strengthen us spiritually. Well, these are the reasons why people fasted during Lent. And I'm not suggesting that you have to fast, nor that you give up something for Lent. To be honest with you, I used to fast when I was in my 20s. I haven't done so lately. I don't give up anything for Lent, but I do like the concept of withstraining from what we, oh, I think I like this. Oh, I think I want that. Oh, it's so pleasurable. It's so good. Whatever the sight, sound, taste, whatever it might be, there's great value in saying no to oneself and yes to God. And so that's what I'm encouraging you with during this time of Lent, that you think about yourself, what Jesus did for you, and that you thank him for that, and that you exercise some discipline in saying no and turning to Jesus right away and saying, thank you, Lord. This is something we can do for him to help us be a better disciple of his. He did all for us, including our salvation. All we do is say, thank you. And it's a way we can be a child of God. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you fasted. You withheld yourself from many temptations, all temptations, and you died in our place on the cross. Lord, first, thank you. Lord, help us to say no to our sinful nature. Not that eating or doing other things is sinful, but sometimes it can be. Lord, help us to exercise discipline to say no to ourselves sometimes so that we might be in control, that you might be in control and not our bodies. And especially, Lord, as we do this, help us to understand even more what you went through for us, so that we can be a better follower, disciple of yours. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. If you have any thought about fasting or discipline and giving something up or Lent, please write me. You can do so at dave@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.